John, you know that I have sometimes an extreme reaction to you sneezing.
Sometimes? You'd think you'd watch my head explode the way you react.
Well, because it sounds like that.
It does.
I have a loud sneeze.
Very, very loud sneezer. It's funny how my husband.
It's funny how some people have, how everybody's got a different sounding sneeze.
Mm-hmm. Some people are like, you know, I'm like, okay. But you, it is huge. And my husband is the same thing.
We're purgers. We purge our bodies of allergens.
Okay. So there is actually a way to sneeze more quietly if you want to.
Go on. I'm curious.
A doctor had put out this on Instagram, and producer Jessica sent this to me, and I was intrigued by it because two men who I spend most of my time with in my life are the loudest sneezers in the history of sneezing.
Has that been documented?
Yes.
I didn't know there was a contest.
It's true.
I finally won something.
So, according to him, when you think you're going to sneeze, the first thing you're supposed to do is exhale to release some of the air. And if you think about it, when you're going to sneeze, you have a tendency to breathe in. You're supposed to exhale because the more air in your lungs, the louder the sneeze.
Huh.
The second thing you're supposed to do is try to keep your mouth closed. And you do that by holding your tongue to the roof of your mouth to direct the pressure through your nose. So it would come out just your nose and not your achoo.
Yeah, but what if you got a huge nose like I do? And frankly, your husband's got a honker too. I mean, maybe that adds to it. No offense, Kurt, but you know.
And then he says, try not to engage your vocal cords. Imagine just letting out a deep sigh. Mm. And then if all else fails, sneeze into your handkerchief or your elbow to help muffle the sound.
I do that. I'm still very loud.
You're so loud.
But I always cover my mouth. I'm not gross. I'd like the theory of that. I'd like to practice that. But how often do we get prepared for a sneeze? I'm not talking about, you know, that one that like is festering and then you can't get it out and it's like, so frustrating. I'm talking about all of a sudden you're sitting there and boom. Boom, 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 boom. I rattle off three or four in a row. I don't have time to. Okay, exhale. No, push my tongue on the roof of my mouth. Breathe. Close. I didn't know there's a checklist.
We know when it's coming, don't we, Jess? You hear that?
Oh, 100%. And so,
oh, my God. Stop painting me into be this job of the hut type sneezer.
By the way, this same article is in the Washington Post. A Japanese doctor says it's actually a learned behavior when you have super loud sneezes.
Really?
And he said in Japan, you don't hear it as much because they're a little more demure than us. He fully threw shade. But
a learned behavior.
Yeah, he said it's a learned behavior.
So you're saying I'm a loud sneezer because I want people to notice me?
I mean,
maybe you just want to be blessed. You get upset if people don't say bless you. You do get upset if somebody doesn't say
it. Not just to me, in general. It's just politeness. And what kind of loser would I be if I pick my sneeze to get attention?
No,
nothing else?
John, in your corner is my husband, because my husband, Kurt, I sent this article to him. And he wrote, WTF, ? You'll blow your brains out that way. A sneeze is your body attempting to eject something.
Thank you.
Sorry.
100%. And boy, I just feel so bad for you and for Jessica and for everybody else that has to be burdened by us loud sneezers.
Okay. Stop being so dramatic.
I wish I had a dainty strawberry shortcake sneeze. Like, I wish I had that. What will you complain about me next? Let's.
It was just a way to help, maybe. I don't know.
Sure.
Achoo. Now that would be awesome if you sneezed like that.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.